Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, surviving Atlanta traffic made easy.
The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Most families have that one thing you just don't talk about. It's a subject you don't bring up, and we want to hear from you. 404-263-0941. What happened in your family, and you just don't talk about it?
We're on this topic because I spent last week with my half-brother, Big Dave, who is engaged and is going to marry a woman from the Philippines sometime this year. And I don't, as much as I love him, I don't entirely endorse that relationship. And it's just, it's still at the point where it's weird between us.
That's setting it mildly. You think that she's scamming him and he's head over heels in love. So it's caused this huge rift in your relationship with him. Almost broke off your relationship with your brother.
What Jen said. And so when we were together last week, we just didn't speak of it at all because it just would go sideways. And that got me thinking, like, there's got to be families that have cousins who married somebody that nobody can stand. Like, think Janice Friends. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're like, we're just not going to acknowledge that. Or like, you know, Uncle Ted went to jail. We just don't talk about
just
that.
Just don't bring it up. I have a friend who says her dad is married to her mom's old best friend.
Uh-oh.
And they haven't told anybody in the family about it. And nobody brings it up. Everybody's in denial. Nobody talks about it.
But
mom and dad got divorced, and now dad is now married to mom's old best friend.
But we just don't deal
just
with it.
Just don't deal
That's
with it.
That's an awkward thing.
Don't discuss it.
Yes.
What do you talk about? Oh, the football game's on. Pass the mashed potatoes, and then what do you do for the other 5-6 hours?
Right. Hi, can I have a little more gravy, you skank? I'm sorry, what? I said, can I have a little more gravy? Thanks. 404-263-0941. That's our telephone number, 404-263-0941. Anything? I feel like you have a dramatic family, Kelly. Have you thought of anything?
You just have a lot of family members. That provides for a lot more drama.
Members. No, I think it's like more serious stuff that's happened in my family that we just don't talk about. You know, I don't know, like nothing crazy like that.
A sad way to go with this is like, you know, there's some families where they're like, yep, we all know Aunt Helen takes too many pills, but we're just not going to talk about
it.
We're just not going to talk about it. JP, anything in your family?
I have an Uncle Gator. I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
Yes, Uncle Gator's like the whole family member that you don't talk about.
Yeah.
Or does everybody just avoid his issues and focus on the good part?
He is a great dancer, and he likes to drink a few beers and start twirling people, and that's the fun part. And he's a very fun party guy, so we try and steer clear of his alter egos and the voices in his head because he is a really nice man that I love very much, but it could go sideways real quick.
Yeah, I can't say which family members, but I have family members who had a marital spat.
Okay.
Like a big marital spat, and it all played out on Facebook. Like, they posted everything about this situation that was causing them to almost get separated.
Oh.
It all played out on Facebook, and they each posted nasty things about each other, and then they each apologized to each other, and then now they're happily married again, but nobody has ever discussed the public fight that they had. It just went away. We just don't talk about it.
All right, we're going to come right back here in 3 minutes, right after Gwen Stefani. And we're going to talk to a woman who claims that she knows of two twins who swapped roles in life and nobody knows about it.
What?
Talk to Megan next.
Thanks for driving in with the Jeff and Jen Show and bring us along at work today for over 94 minutes of today's best mix at 9, nonstop on Star 94.1.
What happened in your family and you just never speak of it? 404-263-0941. Hey, Jill in Smyrna.
Hey. So I was young and dumb and I got married and we were literally together for 9 days before we split up.
And nobody in your family ever talks about it?
No, I mean, if it does come up, there's always someone that's like, we don't talk about that. And that's like the end of it.
So you were married for 9 days total.
Yeah, well, we were together for 9 days and we split up. And then it took, like, technically, legally, we were married like 3 months before it was finalized.
Were your parents there for the wedding?
Yes.
And they just pretend it never happened?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Funny.
I love it. It's just one of those unspoken things. Like, we know we're not talking about it, but we're not going to talk about not talking about it.
What is your non-anniversary date?
We got married on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And the divorce was finalized, like, the end of March.
Happy New Year.
I'm just wondering if every year, like, when Christmas Eve rolls around, yeah, it's like, hey, Merry Christmas.
I just remembered my aunt has always been friends with this guy, Grayson. This is crazy. I just remembered it because we never talk about it. Has been friends with this man, Grayson, and Grayson's always been great. He's a hilarious guy. Him and my aunt have always been best friends. They opened a veterinarian clinic together. And then like 10 years ago, they built a house and moved in together. So we were like, are y'all together? They go, no, we're just raising horses, and denied. And then like 2 years ago, she comes in. She goes, we've been married for 18 years.
Why would she keep that a secret?
I don't know. They've never
had... Weird.
Oh. He's raising horses.
Yeah, well, he's a polo player. She's a horse fanatic. They've got like 30 horses. So it made sense that they would buy property and put horses together and then help the community.
Yeah, and live together.
And yeah, then when they built the house, I was like, well, that's weird. And then I was like, okay.
Hey, oh, we're just raising horses together. Yeah. Excuse. That was the last thing I was expecting to hear. Oh, kill me,
but I love him. So now I was like, is this Uncle Grayson now? Because my whole life has just been your friend Grayson. And that's been my uncle.
Are we
going to
hide?
Why would they hide it?
I don't know, honestly, because they'd both been married before, but it wasn't like a sketchy thing. It was just something they'd never told anybody. They just went and got married.
So funny.
How are we going to cover our relationship? I know. Go learn polo. All right. Megan, I think, is going to blow everybody out of the water with her story that involves twins swapping life roles. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right.
Pretty much.
Megan, the floor is yours.
Okay. So my sister got married about 10 years ago. And then a few years after that, her husband came out of the closet and said he was gay. He wanted a divorce. He wanted to give up custody of their 2-year-old son. And he wanted to move from Atlanta to Oregon to be with the man that he had met online.
Okay.
All right.
So she kicked him out of the house and called me, and I spent the night with her. And so the next morning, the twin brother showed up. He had drove in from Orlando where he was living and told my sister that he's always been in love with her and wanted to be with her. And he basically wanted to step in where his brother had let her down, pretty much.
You're kidding.
No. So long story short, basically the twin brothers swapped identities. So original husband twin moved to Oregon to do his own thing and be with his man. And then the single twin got a job transfer from Orlando to Chicago, where him and my sister moved and started over out there. And they claimed the original wedding date and that he is the father of my nephew. And now they also have a kid together too.
Oh my God.
So everyone thinks that in my family thinks that the single twin is the one that moved out to Oregon.
So your parents and everybody in your family, but you, thinks that your sister's brother-in-law moved to Oregon to be with a man.
Yep.
But it was really her husband, who's now her ex-husband, and she's now married to her brother-in-law, who's straight and always was in love with her.
Yep.
So did she officially...
Wow, it's a movie.
Did she divorce her husband and then marry the brother-in-law in secret? Or did they... Or did brother? Or did the two brothers just swap identities?
They just swapped identities. Like, they swapped names, social security numbers. They just basically traded lives. And they've tried to maintain friendships and everything, but it was just too challenging. So they pretty much...
They just up and just moved.
They just cut everyone off. It was just too much confusion. I mean, they moved to Chicago and basically just made new friends and...
Unreal.
So all their...
That's so cool.
All their new... Cool?
I mean, it's kind of cool. They pulled it off.
So all their new friends...
Crazy.
The new friends that are all in Illinois think that...
They're just married with two kids.
They've been married for 10 years.
Yeah, with two kids and whatever, and he's got a gay brother in Oregon.
And okay, now wait a minute. What about the child...
The two-year-old. Will they ever tell the two-year-old that that's not the bio dad?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
Because if they're identical twins, the DNA's the same.
And they were two, the kid was two when this happened. So how long has it been since it happened?
They got married 10 years ago, and it was a couple years after they got married.
So they've been together.
I want to say maybe seven or eight.
So has it ever almost come out, like almost accidentally, like the secret come out?
No.
Oh my gosh, that's
amazing.
Are you
the only one who knows the truth other than them, obviously?
As far as I know, I think I am the only one that knows.
Oh my god, that's
amazing. You're the best secret keeper ever. Other than the fact that you just told an entire radio show, but the best secret keeper ever.
It's almost kind of like a relief.
Can I ask some questions that might be inappropriate? Okay, so does your because they're identical twins, and you're isn't there some underlying, didn't somebody need to go to therapy or something?
Oh, I'm sure. Wife definitely does.
You'd think my sister,
That's what I'm talking about.
Your sister for sure needs some therapy.
Because she has a kid with each of two different twin brothers. Just wondering how different it is,
There's got to be a mole somewhere. gives it away.
Not like how it looks different. Like just how it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe it's better. Maybe she upgraded. Maybe she realized I picked the wrong twin.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and now she got the right twin.
I imagine that's what it feels like. I mean.
Well, that's what Jeff's talking about, what it feels like.
Wow.
Nobody can top that.
Nope.
That's it. Mic drop.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Any more questions for her? I feel like I'm going to think of 200 questions the minute I hit.
I know.
Drop. All right. Thanks, Megan. I guess we can move along from that topic.
We are going to have to any family secret's not that good.
There is zero chance we will top Megan, whose brother-in-laws swapped roles because they're twins. Fascinating.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.